Hi, DriveCast listeners. Pastor Jeff here from the Lewis Center campus, welcoming you to our Friday edition of the LifePoint DriveCast. And as you know, Fridays are the days of the week where we jump tracks and kind of go where the Lord takes us. So once again, let's get started. You know, it goes without saying the dominant theme upon the news lately is the coronavirus, and rightly so. You know, the news media, they've got an obligation to keep the public informed. And when that obligation's being met, we should be getting facts, not rumors or opinions. And before COVID-19, though, what passed as news was usually just kind of a magazine article, more like advice or an editorial, or it was politically charged rhetoric, stuff that's technically not news, because news is literally world-changing events. Events that, as a result, the world is completely different place now. For instance, victory in a battle, or the death of a monarch, or the announcement of a new king or a queen. And of course, a pandemic. For as a result of COVID-19, the world truly is a different place right now. And so if you define news as a world-changing event that results in this world being a totally different place, well, let's look at another event in history that also changed the world. Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 1, is a good place to turn. And here's what it says: the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And the word that I want to focus in on today is gospel. And for those of you who are Bible nerds, the original term is euangelion, and it means a proclamation or an announcement, which typically gets translated as good news. Now, Mark's lead story is chapter 1, verse 1, the appearance of Jesus on the scene, and that is good news. It was the event that changed the world forever. And indeed, his coming resulted in the world being a different place. And if we can wrap our brains around this, it's more newsworthy than COVID-19. And what's crazy is this. 2,000 years ago, there was this clash of narratives. You see, Jews were hearing news that Caesar Augustus was a god bringing peace and justice to the world that Rome dominated, while Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John circulated another narrative, the gospel storyline, which is Yahweh God is bringing peace and justice to the world too, but it's in the person of Jesus. And now, more than ever, the world needs to hear the good news of the gospel. And so I'll leave you with this final thought. Having the antidote to immunize humans from coronavirus, that definitely would qualify as newsworthy. And as amazing as that news would be, we have something better to share. And that's the good news, that the world became a different place 2,000 years ago when Jesus came into it, and that your life became a different life when Jesus came into it. And this is a tremendous opportunity to ask God to give you the chance to share your story with someone, particularly with someone who shares with you that they're tired of hearing about the coronavirus news. The good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, may be the very thing that our family, friends, and co-workers are craving. So let's close today's DriveCast by praying as we usually do. Maybe you're overwhelmed by current events, that the world seems out of control, and that you're struggling with all of this bad news right now. Let's pray together that we take a moment to reflect upon the good news, that Jesus came. He came into the world to die on the cross and to rise from the dead so we can have hope for a better life. So if you want to pray with me, you can pray something like this. Jesus, yes, the world's in a crazy place right now, but help remind me that you're in control. You're still on God's throne. and you're still the one I depend upon, to source me and my family. Remind me today that not all news is bad, that I have good news to share, that you changed my life forever by dying to save me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So as usual, I want to thank you for being a faithful DriveCast listener, and I wish you a safe and a happy weekend, and remind you to watch our live stream this coming Sunday at 9:30 or 11 o'clock for a time of worship, and hope to see you again Monday for another edition of our LifePoint DriveCast. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.